Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
Cheers. Yes, ma'am, right away. There's some lady screaming her head off.
What do you want?
I don't know. All I could make out was two timing.
Sam, telephone. Woody, listen up and learn something.
Sammy here.
Oh, hey, I thought you'd like those flowers. Yeah? No, that sounds like my note. Thanks for a wonderful evening, Barbara. I had a great time. Well, of course I know your name's Karen. You know, hey, I see your mistake here. You see, you didn't realize that, to me, Barbara means Karen. Well, because
Barbara reminds me of Barbara Streisand, and you know that song about people? Well, I am getting to it. You know the line, first be a person who needs people? Well, who was the first person? Yeah, all right, but the first female person was Eve. And who's the most famous Eve of all but Christmas Eve, right? Yeah, well, what do you do on Christmas Eve but you go caroling, right? No, I know your name's not Carolyn. But after you go caroling, what you do is you Karen the gifts. Karen. Yeah. Well, apology accepted, sweetheart. I'll talk to you later.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see the troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Clifford?
Well, Cliff Clavin is here to bid you all glad tidings and buy drinks for all my friends. Yeah. All right.
What's the occasion, Cliffy? New air cushion insoles or something?
No. Better than that, Nami. My branch office voted me Postman of the Year.
Oh.
It's a very prestigious award, too. Only 267 given out in the greater Boston area.
We're very proud of you. Will there be a ceremony?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It is traditional to be held at the Gala Postman's Ball. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to be televised.
I hear it's blacked out in this area anyway.
But I understand the Postmaster General is going to make the toast.
Wow, man of his position helping out in the kitchen. Only in America.
Excuse me, Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a word with you?
Of course.
I, Cliff Clavin, would be ever so honored if you, a lady of exquisite loveliness and taste, whom I hold in the highest respect and esteem, would accompany me with your presence at the Gala Postman's Ball on the 18th of this month. You would be doing this only as a friend. There is no ulterior motive or strings attached. Thank you for listening.
Cliff, I'd love to.
You would?
Yes, but I have something else planned that night.
It's all right. I just asked on the spur of the moment.
I'm sorry. sorry, Cliff.
No.
I mean it, I am. Cliff.
What? What happened?
Well, he asked me to his postman's ball, and I had to tell him I already had plans for that evening.
What plans?
My cheese club meets that night.
You're going to eat cheese instead of helping Cliff out on this?
We don't only eat cheese. We talk about eating cheese.
It means a lot to him. All he wants to do is be seen with a classy-looking chick.
Oh, I don't know, Sam. Look at all the people who've fallen hopelessly in love with me with only the slightest encouragement. You, Frazier.
Yourself.
Well, perhaps I was being selfish.
There you go.
I'll talk to Cliff the first chance I get.
Thank you.
Yeah, Diane was crushed when she found she couldn't go to the ball with me.
Well, what are you going to do now, Mr. Clayton?
I just have to ask Carla.
Are you nuts? Carla won't go with you. She despises you.
Oh. Just because she despises me doesn't mean she can't spend an evening dining and dancing with me.
Carla, can I ask you a favor?
What?
Can we talk in the portal?
No.
Carla, that wasn't a favor.
Jeez, there's more? What I have to endure.
Now, for the kill. Carla. I, Cliff Clavin. Would be ever so honored if you, a lady, would accompany me with your presence at the Gala Postman's Ball on the 18th of this month. You'd be doing this only as a friend. There is no ulterior motive or strings attached. Thank you for listening. Carla. Carla, this is really important to me.
I know. But think of me.
All right, look, Carla, you don't have to dance with me, and I'll buy you a dress.
Nah.
Corsage. $100.
Nah.
A VCR.
VCR. Nice touch, but I'll have to pass. Good Lord, is that a tear? Look, I think my greed is overcoming your repulsiveness. I'll go.
You'll go? Oh, Carla.
First rule, no physical contact of any kind.
Carla, I'm so happy. I gotta hug something.
Okay, you can hug me. For $5. That's it.
My pleasure. Yep. Got a date with Carla.
Seriously? Well, are you kidding? She fell for me like a sack of cannolis.
Hey, you gotta love them, the little wenches.
Oh, Clifford, may I speak with you for a moment?
Yeah, certainly, Diane.
I've been thinking about it, and I've decided to break my engagement and join you in your evening of triumph.
You'll go with me?
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Tommy, did you hear that? Diane will go to the ball with me. I'm taking Diane to the ball.
Cliff, think just a minute now. What's wrong with this picture?
Sam, change for 20.
Cliff, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, Just have to have a huddle here with the man who knows almost as much about women as I do.
Sammy.
Yeah.
A word, if you will.
What's up?
I seem to have one of those situations again. You know, two dollies lined up for the same evening.
Oh. Well, does this have to do with Diane, Carla, and the postman thing?
Yeah.
Well, fair's fair. Who said yes first?
Carla.
Well, you just have to tell Diane you can't go with her. Make up some excuse. Tell her that your girl cousin from Michigan is in town just for the day and that you got to take her. No, wait a minute. No, she's already heard that one.
I've been thinking.
Oh, you can't go, huh, Diane? Hey, I understand.
Honestly, you're so insecure. I was going to say that I thought of the perfect dress to wear. Sassy little strapless number, very graceful for dancing, with my hair up and a hint of jewelry to catch the eye. I'm going to make you very proud.
Now what, Sammy?
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
If Carla finds out you asked Diane first, you're going to be dead before you hit the ground.
Hey, hold on a minute. All you got to do is you got to find Carla another date. Someone better than you.
Hey, Sammy, you are a genius.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, listen. When you talk to her about the guy, be vague, be general. Don't get locked into anybody specific.
Right, vague, general. Carla? How would you like to go to the postman's ball with a guy who looks like Robert Redford and drives a Porsche?
Why aren't I going with you?
Well, see, there's this buddy of mine down at the P.O. You might have seen him in here. You know, he's been in a couple of times. Well, son of a gun, if he didn't say he's got a big crush on you, and, well, he wanted me to see if you'd go to the ball with him. Now,
this isn't just some way of getting out of giving me the VCR, is it?
No. You'll get everything I promised.
Plus the bonus of not having to go out with you, which leads me to believe that this guy is a bigger loser than you are. Just forget it, Clavin. What kind of girl do you think I am?
One who would like a big screen TV?
That's the kind.
Good heavens.
Miss Chambers, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Doesn't she? Boy, you know, that just opens up the floodgates to a lot of memories.
Why, thank you, Sam, but I don't remember us ever going to a formal occasion while we were dating.
No, I was thinking about the girl I took to my high school prom. Just kidding.
Ooh! Miss Chambers, can I tell you something?
Sure, Woody.
You look like $100.
Thank you, Woody.
Oh, what am I saying? 200.
Woody, you're turning my head.
Okay, 100.
Oh, look out. Here comes your boyfriend.
Everybody like you to meet Lucas. Lucas, the gang.
Jet World good friend.
He said hello. See, Lucas is sort of used to talking to himself.
Oh. Well, Lucas, you want to step on down to the bar and have something to drink?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Diane, you look beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, this is for you. Just a little token of my affection.
Thank you, Clifford. If you don't mind my asking, who is this Lucas fellow, and why is he here?
Oh, we're going to double with him and his date. Carla.
Carla. Well, I guess they're a match. Although he does look like he's been around a mushroom or two. Oh, Cliff.
Hey,
Gee, this is big. Big and beautiful.
Yeah, why don't you try it on?
Oh, no. Something this big and beautiful should be preserved.
Oh, don't worry about that, Diane. That's guaranteed to last through a 20-knot wind.
Sorry, I'm late. The baby spit up on my dress. I had to buy a brooch big enough to cover it. Real diamond chips, $75. Is Whitey doing here dressed like that?
Oh, Diane's the only date I could scrape up at the last minute.
Oh, yeah? What are you paying her?
Transistor radio.
Ooh, a cheap date. I knew it.
Carla, don't you want to meet your date?
I thought he was supposed to look like Robert Redford.
Well, he does, from a distance.
Yeah, Mars.
And I think you'll soon find out just why a planet came to mind.
Carla? I'd like you to meet Lucas. Lucas, you date Carla.
First boy in her grade.
What did he say?
I can't believe it matters.
Well, I can see this is going to be a laugh a minute. An evening with the stick, the nerd, and door number three.
You kids have a great time.
Good night.
Jimmy, yo!
Well, you two seem to be getting on pretty well.
Yeah, well, I sure hate to have to admit this, Clavin, but tall, dark, and gruesome here. Turns out to be a real groom. Not a great dancer, though. He mashed in the toes of my shoes. I'll bill you for a new pair.
I don't believe this. You should be buying me a VCR.
Just wait a minute. You're not going to welch on our deal, are you?
Carl, come on, will you? You're making out like a bandit here. Yeah, at least you're getting some loving tonight. Boy, I made the wrong choice between you and Diane.
What did you say?
Said you and Diane look really choice tonight.
I see. So where is the stick anyway?
She's just going to freshen up. She'll be out in a couple of minutes.
You know, I never would have thought it. You two.
What are you talking about?
Look, I shouldn't be telling you this. But when you two guys went to get some punch, Diane told me that she wished you'd come on a little stronger. In fact, she said that she wished that you would do the one thing to her that no man has ever done. I mean, not even Santa. One thing that makes her crazy.
What? Just out of curiosity.
Run your fingers up and down her arm. Look into her eyes and sing Misty.
Sorry to hold you up. Well, let's be on our way, Clifford.
Clifford, I want you to know that I liked your speech best out of all 267.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, listen, Diane, I want to thank you for keeping up the act tonight and staying by my side.
Wasn't entirely an act, Cliff. I think tonight was the first time I saw you with your guard down. You were yourself, not some mutation of Sam Malone, trying to impress people with tales of sexual exploits. Women don't really like that, Cliff. They want men to be sweet and vulnerable.
Then how come Sammy always scores?
Because he's gorgeous. I mean, he has low standards. He'll go out with any floozy who comes down the pike.
Speaking of pike, how come we're not on it?
Well, I wanted to take the long way home. Yeah. I just had that time of my life tonight, and I don't want it to end. Just want to feel the night wind in my hair and share the company of you good people.
I think it's wonderful, Cliff. Yeah. I think tonight was a real breakthrough for you. Perhaps we've seen the end of the old insecure, arrested adolescent. We're seeing the emergence of the real Cliff Clavin.
Oh.
What?
Dan.
What? What's wrong?
We ran out of gas.
Well, the gauge reads half full.
Yeah, it always reads half full. It's stuck there. I guess in the excitement of the night, I just forgot to fill the tank.
Well, what are we going to do? We're miles from a gas station.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten in a tree. And I'm clinging to a clown I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. And walk my way.
Get out.
And a thousand
vials. Now.
Yes, ma'am.
Diane, look, I'm sorry, you don't understand. I don't know what happened to me tonight. The wine must have gone to my head, Diane. Look, you know I hold you in the highest respect and esteem, and I would never, ever do anything to upset you.
Well, running out of gas? Really?
Well, we did run out of gas, Diane.
Clifford?
Well, look, would a sign from God convince you?
Maybe.
All right. Almighty God, please, if I'm telling the truth about this car running out of gas tonight, let it start now, even on an empty tank.